USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump disinvites the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles from a scheduled visit to the White House today. Here's more from USA Radio's John DeMaster.
The president saying it's because the team doesn't all agree that they should stand for the national anthem. The team had said they wanted to send a smaller group to the White House. The president, he said no, because the fans that wanted to be there deserve better. The fans are still welcome to attend that celebration of their Super Bowl victory, but the team will not be there.
It's primary day in 8 more states today. Voters casting ballots in California, Alabama, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota. The primaries will determine candidates for November's midterm elections, as well as for a variety of statewide seats. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Applebee's. Applebee's expands its signature 2-for-20 menu, 2 full-size entrees and a full-size appetizer to share for $20, by adding flame-grilled steak as an extra option to tempt everyone's taste buds. Starting on May 28th and for a limited time only, guests can enjoy a 6-ounce USDA Select Top Sirloin Steak as an entree option, by itself or in a delicious combo like the shrimp and parmesan sirloin. It will satisfy the biggest of appetites. And the best part is that you can share this with a special someone. Submit an image or video of your epic 2-for-20 proposal on Twitter from June 4th to June 10th using hashtag 2for20contest for a chance to win a date night at Applebee's. And if you don't feel like dining in, also for a limited time, enjoy 20% off $20 or more on your next Applebee's Carside To Go order. For more, visit Applebee's.com. Price and participation may vary by location.
The deputy assigned to the South Florida high school where a shooting massacre occurred on Valentine's Day now explaining his actions during that deadly shooting which left 17 people dead in Parkland. After months of silence, school resource officer Scott Peterson spoke about it on NBC's Today Show.
The families need to know. I didn't get it right, but it wasn't because of some, I don't want to go into that building. Oh, I don't want to face somebody in there. It wasn't like that at all.
You weren't scared?
No. There was no time.
Peterson also recently told the Washington Post that if he knew what he knew now, he would have been in that building in a heartbeat. Prosecutors in the Russia investigation say former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort tried to tamper with possible witnesses in the criminal case against him. A new court filing claims he called, tweeted, texted, and sent encrypted messages to 2 people to try to influence their testimony. And you are listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Christian Saucier, the former Navy soldier that spent a year in federal prison for taking pictures inside a submarine, plans to sue former President Obama and former FBI Director James Comey for selectively prosecuting him. President Trump pardoning Saucier in March said he was appreciative of his service to the nation. Saucier thinks Comey and Obama should be held responsible for the way he was treated, pointing to the way Hillary Clinton was given a free pass for how she mishandled classified information on her email server. A former defense officer facing life in prison after being charged with being a spy for the People's Republic of China. We get details from John Clemens.
58-year-old Ron Rockwell Henson of Syracuse, Utah, was taken into custody while on his way to board a flight to China. He is charged with transmitting defense information to the People's Republic of China's intelligence service. He was hired as a civilian intelligence case officer back in 2006. During that time, he allegedly received over $800,000 from China for the information. I'm John Clemens.
Samantha Bee set to talk more about those comments she made about the president's daughter last week. She'll address it on her show Full Frontal on Wednesday. Bee made the comments while going after the president's immigration policy. And Apple reveals details about iOS 12, its new operating system, at a worldwide developers conference on Monday. Their goal is to help users with their digital health, talking about a series of management tools to better manage the time they're spending with their various devices. This is USA Radio News.